Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Dreamers. By Broken Crown Productions.
You really want to do magic mushrooms?
It could be fun.
Won't it be dangerous?
Probably not. We'll be together.
Where would we even get some?
Word is the guy at Locker 415 is selling to save up for an Xbox. So, it's for a good cause.
Okay, I'm down for the cause, but we'll have to be covert with the transaction. I'm still campaigning for president.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get them myself.
What if you need backup?
I'll be fine.
Christopher, we're going to tell people eventually, right?
Yeah, after I graduate.
But
I just don't want everyone to know
that you're interested in me.
Not you. Just not... I'll get the mushrooms tomorrow. It'll be awesome.
Yeah. Can't wait.
I know what else she's hiding.
Oliver, I know you want to help.
Yeah, well, if I don't help Jonah, no one will. You should see the condition his dad is in.
Please, don't get involved.
What are you talking about? I have to get involved. It's my fault he's in there. Don't you think-
I think you've done enough already. There's probably a perfectly reasonable explanation for why he's in the labs. Why don't you just let Director Lovett-
Since when does Director Lovett operate on perfectly reasonable explanations?
We finally have a good thing going here, Oliver. Please don't ruin this.
He's locked in a cell, Mitch.
Excuse me. My son...
Yeah, I know.
Please help.
I'll trade you a cigarette for a swig of that whiskey, but that's the best I can offer today.
Fine.
Oh, is this cognac?
No.
Well, it's not very good.
You said you didn't know where my son was.
I didn't. At the time.
Why is he locked up?
Sorry, man. I'm not allowed to get involved. Actually, this stuff ain't so bad.
Just keep the bottle.
Fine. Twist my arm.
Oliver!
What?
Do you have a moment to talk?
No.
About the subconscious chamber?
Hell no.
Hey, I held up my end of the bargain. You saw Jonah. Now it's your turn to help me.
The subconscious chamber isn't a place for... Well, it's the last place you want to be seen after everything that happened last year.
That's what I am trying to find out. What happened last year?
Isn't that the whole... Why else would you...
Kind of early for that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 8 a.m. somewhere.
It's 7:30.
Hey, Twistopher! You lost?
No.
You need something?
I don't need anything from you, Jared.
Don't be a locker blocker, then.
This is your locker?
415. What up?
Oh. Nothing. Bye.
Hold on. I've got something for you.
What?
Can you give this to Lily?
Why do you have... Never mind. Give it back to her yourself.
I would, but, you know... Don't want to make her uncomfortable or anything. Can't you just give her the necklace? You're like her friend, aren't you?
Fine.
Are you sure you don't need anything?
Well...
What'll it be, Crispy?
I was hoping to get some, psilocybin. From you, I guess?
What is that, Molly?
No. You know, magic mushrooms?
Oh, you're such a nerd, you should have just said.
Yeah, you know what? Forget it.
It's no secret, you're a big nerd. Or, actually, a little nerd. Omar, now he's a big nerd.
What were you doing at his party then, huh? If you think he's such a big nerd.
Trying to bag your friend, I guess.
Then give her the necklace yourself. Maybe you'll even get lucky this time.
I would, but... She hasn't been responding to my texts. I thought you could give it to her. Then she'd know I'm not...
Not what, Jared? A thief? An asshole? A bully?
Yeah. But I'd be happy to sell you some psilocybin while you're here.
Great.
I'll give you the first gram free for the favor.
Okay, I'll take two.
And you'll give Lily the necklace back?
Yep.
Miranda. Miranda. Miranda.
What?
Do you have to sit all the way over there?
You mean all 8 feet from you?
It's just an awkward distance to shout.
Try shutting up then.
Oh, what's this about?
What?
You're pouting. I mean, more than usual. Wait. Shh.
Yeah. Shh.
No, listen. She's back.
Oh, no. Hello?
Whoa.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Are you?
I'd like to be.
Who are you talking to?
Jonah, there's nobody there.
I'm a friend.
Good.
Who are you? Do you have a name? Okay, no name. How did you get here?
Dream.
You're a dreamer?
You're a dream.
Okay. why did you come?
Had to see you.
Do you know me?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Ask it about the subconscious chamber.
No!
Don't go. You don't have to tell me anything. Just stay, please.
It knows something, Jonah.
Turn the intercom off. She's gonna leave. Is that better?
Better.
Good. I'm happy you're here.
Me too.
Last time you looked more like...
myself?
Well, you're really pretty.
Thank you.
Can you do that again?
I can't. They'll notice.
Oh, well, you're also very pretty as a misty vapor cloud.
Misty? Thank you.
Are you flirting with it?
Shut up!
No.
Not you! Come back! Ah!
Do you feel it? I don't feel it.
I just feel hungry.
Yeah, you're eating dip with a spoon.
What else do vegans do?
Cook?
Nah. The shrooms are probably a sham anyway, coming from Jared.
What do you have against Jared? He gave you half price.
It just sucks that Lily would choose him after everything he put me through.
Oh. Does he still give you a hard time?
Not for a while now. Lily made him back off. And I guess he actually listens to her because he's secretly in love with her. She's honestly pretty scary when she's pissed.
If Lily stood up to him and it worked, maybe it's okay if she wants to go out with him.
What? No. It's betrayal. She didn't even tell me.
Well, she's been trying to call you.
I've been busy.
And you still haven't told her why you've been busy.
I'm going to, I promise.
She's your best friend.
I know. Oh, it's her.
Are you gonna take it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, Lily.
You'll never guess what happened last night.
I'm willing to bet it was dream-related.
Okay, good guess. I think I met the guy you've been telling me about.
What guy?
The guy.
Jonah?
That's him.
And you met him.
In a dream?
Of course.
If you don't believe me...
I do believe you. But the last time you met a guy in your dreams, you ended up in Idaho.
Idaho? You think he's in Idaho?
I honestly have no idea, Lily.
I'm gonna need a sec.
Not the right moment.
Not even close.
Oliver? Oliver!
Leave me alone.
Oliver, please. You have to help me get into the subconscious chamber.
No, I don't.
We made a deal. You owe me.
Yeah, but I don't like you. So I'm not gonna jeopardize my spot in the writer's room just because you did a decent thing once in your fucking life.
Do it for Jonah.
What good will letting you into the subconscious chamber do for him?
I don't think Jonah's supposed to be in that cell.
You think he's innocent?
I won't know unless I see for myself.
Fine. Let's do it.
Really?
Yeah. For Jonah.
Your hands are so soft.
Your hair is soft.
You smell like trees.
I think I'm made of trees. Does that make sense?
That totally makes sense.
Can I ask you a question?
Not truth or dare.
Did you guys ever...
What?
Ever...
Once.
What's that faced for?
I don't think that we should have done it. But I wanted to.
Really? You wanted to?
Well, I wanted to do it with somebody. And Lily was my girlfriend.
And you were her boyfriend.
That's a weird question.
I've just been thinking that maybe I want to do it with somebody, but since I don't have a boyfriend, I guess there's no obvious choice.
It's just all so new.
I know, you don't have to explain.
Okay.
Or you can if you want.
Good, because the thing is, I really wanted to have sex with Lily, and we were together for so long, I thought I was sure. And then we actually did it, and it was really bad. Like, really bad. And you and I just started this thing, and I'm afraid that I might mess it up. And I don't want us to end up like me and Lily.
We won't. I never saw you with her in the first place.
Who did you see me with?
Me, of course.
Can I kiss you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That felt so good.
Yeah, let's do more of that.
Okay, what are you looking for?
There's a song.
Do you know the title or the lyrics?
No, it's just a melody. Or not even a melody, just a string of notes, really.
There's nothing searchable about that.
Let's start with the girl, then. You said you worked on her case in nightmares.
Until her file got transferred to fantasies.
And then what happened?
Why don't you just see for yourself?
What is this place?
Jonah's call up to the fantasy department. He told me about this.
You don't remember it?
No.
Well, he did pretty good that night. It's too bad in her next dream.
File recently deleted.
Why is it following this? Who are you?
No, who is she?
What was I doing there?
You orchestrated the whole fantasy transfer on Jonah's coattails.
I what?
He was the perfect candidate to take over once you got Mitch out of the way. Too bad you couldn't keep that guy on a tighter leash, or Bliss would have never ended up here.
How did she end up here? In the subconscious chamber?
Go home, Lily.
I'm coming with you.
No, you're not.
That's certainly not how you told it.
Yeah, well, I might have filled in the blanks a little off color. Everyone loves outrage. Speaking.
I am going to take all her happy memories of you so she only remembers you as the demon from her dreams.
Please make it stop.
You're taking too much.
Why is this happening?
She could wind up in a psych ward for all I care.
Holy shit.
Why would I do that?
You don't have to watch.
Don't I?
There's nothing else I can do.
Brandon.
Oh my god.
You know, people have all sorts of reasons to forget things.
I have to go.
Miranda. Is there anonymous browsing on here?
Are you tired?
Not even a little. Should I pack up?
I think you should stay over.
Really?
If you want.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just let my gran know if that's okay.
Yeah. Blue. Does anyone at school know about you?
I don't exactly try to hide it.
Okay, but black nail polish works on everybody.
Well, I told my parents last fall. And then I told my gran 2 days later when I booked a one-way train ride to Vancouver.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but it's better this way. At least I can be myself now.
That's good.
And I can be here with you.
Yeah.
Are you still hungry?
Maybe a little.
Do you want pizza?
Yeah, but I thought we were vegan now.
I think we can make an exception this one time. For pizza.
Fuck, I love you.
What?
What?
You love me?
I guess so.
You guess so?
I do, I just... Oh my god.
I love you too.
Really?
Yes, really.
Can I...
Yes.
I want to tell people.
We'll do it when you're ready. And I'm still on board for pizza.
Mrs. Hendricks, my office.
This isn't a great time.
It wasn't a question. Mr. Tidal attempted to enter the labs yesterday.
Yes, sir. He left without incident.
Then why is he currently digging around in the subconscious chamber? Little here goes unnoticed by me.
Surely he's permitted to.
Silence! Does Mr. Bard still have the Jade Stone?
I believe so.
I'm putting my trust in you, Mrs. Hendricks. If you know anything about your colleague's activities...
I assure you...
You're corroborating in this coup by saying nothing. You're just as guilty for withholding information. If Mr. Tidal is attempting to communicate with a client...
I think a client is... attempting to communicate with us.
Oh?
There's a song. Jonah seems to be talking to it.
What is a lily?
Lily is a flower.
Remember where your allegiance lies, Mrs. Hendricks.
May I please go?
Very well. And one more thing.
What?
Tell Mr. Bard. He's not allowed any more visitors. And that includes you, Lily dear.
Fuck.
Dreamers was created by Jillian Reynolds, with sound design and mixing by Finner Nielsen, audio compilation by Christopher Overgaard, and music by Rasmus Rankenberg Madsen. In this episode, you heard the voice of Nico Carter as Blue, Ian Backstrom as Christopher, Owen Francis as Oliver, Frank Page as Mitchell, Jason Pettyjohn as Eli, Monica Bagarich as Miranda, Spencer Festeriga as Jared, Bronwyn Reese as Lily, Aiden Cotro as Jonah, and Adam Muxlow as Bruce. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and follow us at Broken Crown Productions on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and dream out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Modes of thought in Antaran literature. Second year classics. Harvard University.
7 years ago, a Chinese military sub accidentally went down in the Pacific Ocean. Turns out, the sub fell smack in front of a gigantic three-sided pyramid in the ruins of what we now call Dark City.
This Interran lit class seems like there's a lot of debate about it.
Legally, I cannot stop you from teaching this class, but I strongly advise that
what?
You know what? If you want to tank your reputation, that's on you.
You don't believe a word I say about Interran, right?
You're right. I do not believe Interran exists.
I need to know. Is it real? You came all the way to China to find out?
Okay, everyone get out right now. Now, Raquel, what the hell are you doing?
I'm gonna cut my hand, and you're all gonna feel it.
Ow!
See? I told you.
Modes of Thought in Interran Literature. An audio drama. Produced by Wolf of the Door Studios. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.